Hello, word enthusiasts, and welcome back to Grammar Lab, the podcast where we unravel the threads of the English language to help you weave your words with precision and flair. Here at Grammar Lab, we nurture your grammar growth with each episode.
Today, we're diving into the world of curiosity without the interrogation spotlight. That's right, we're talking about indirect questions, the gentle cousins of direct questions. Keep listening as we untangle their punctuation, structure, and even some fascinating history. Will you discover something new today? Stay tuned to find out.
Let's start with the basics. An indirect question is a question that's embedded within a statement or another question. For instance, instead of the direct question, "Where is the library?" you might ask indirectly by saying, "Could you tell me where the library is?"
That's right, Abby. What make these types of questions really stand out is their punctuation and structure. Unlike direct questions, which end with a question mark, indirect questions end with a period if they're statements or just a question mark if they're part of another question.
It's all about being less confrontational and more conversational. But this softer approach isn't just a modern convention. The art of indirect questioning stretches back centuries. Research suggests that even in Old English texts, speakers used indirect questions to appear polite or to express deference.
Imagine Chaucer's characters navigating social hierarchies, not with pointed demands, but with gentle inquiries. For such a long time, indirect questions have been the velvet gloves of English discourse. And over time, they've retained their essential function, but have become more streamlined in structure.
Perfect segue into our quiz-style interaction. Jack, here's a sentence with a blank for you to fill in. Do you know blank the meeting starts? Now, how would you phrase that as an indirect question?
Oh, that's easy. Do you know when the meeting starts? Notice how I replaced blank with when and structured it as a statement, but it's tucked neatly into the larger question.
Excellent. Now let's give our listeners more examples to illustrate the nuances of indirect questions. For instance, a direct question like, "What did she say?" becomes, "I wonder what she said," when posed indirectly.
Absolutely. And the tricky part is making sure the word order in the indirect question mimics that of a statement. So "I wonder," followed by the statement form, "What she said," instead of "What did she say?" It's subtle but important.
And it gets even more intriguing. Say you're asking about multiple items, like in, "Could you tell me where the library is and if the cafe is still open?" There's a coordination of two indirect questions, but still no question mark in sight because of the statement structure.
True, and as time progressed, English speakers have become more inventive with their indirect queries, even embedding them in declarative sentences. This evolution makes English both challenging and delightful to master. You know, Abby, I'm curious about what our listeners think about indirect questions.
Great point, Jack. And on that note, a big thank you to all our listeners for tuning in to Grammar Lab. If you have questions that you would like for us to answer on future episodes, please get in touch at grammarlab@pagepods.com. Our email address is also in the show notes.
If you like the show, be sure to subscribe on your favorite podcast app and consider leaving a review so that others can learn more about us. To stay up to date on the latest episodes and for show transcripts, subscribe to our newsletter at the link in the show notes or email us.
Until next time, remember, a well-punctuated life is a well-communicated life. Keep questioning the world, indirectly or not. Goodbye for now.
Goodbye, everyone. Keep those grammar gears turning.